We are focusing on post-election and probably one of the bigger upsets in Connecticut elections, certainly in our listening area, a major flip from Republican leadership to Democrat. And that was Rich Smith, mayor-elect in the city of Milford, who joins us now. Rich Smith, congratulations. How are you feeling?
I'm tired, Melissa, but thank you.
I mean, no, I can totally understand that, and I so appreciate you giving us the time. I mean, were you surprised? I know Milford had the second highest early voting turnout in the state of Connecticut, and I really do believe, as a Milford resident myself, I think the school budget was a huge turning point, I think, for the mayoral election. I don't know if you agree.
You know, I've knocked on over 4,000 doors, and it was really great to be able to get out and hear what was on people's minds. Probably the one issue that exceeded all others was folks are afraid that we're losing our small town character with overdevelopment. But the more I spoke to people on their front steps or in their living rooms, I think it became less about how much or how many apartments are being built, but more about where they go. And so that seemed to be the dominant issue. But absolutely, education is one, too. And I committed during the campaign that public education, as it's always been, will be a priority to me and this administration.
I'm going to ask you, Rich Smith, which you're in a different situation, obviously, than I would say Dr. David Chess in Stratford, because you've actually held office in Milford specifically before. For those of you who don't know, when Ben Blake, the former mayor, was tapped to take on a state judge job, Rich Smith, you continued the rest of his term, but you didn't run that year, which I find interesting, but you ran this year. Talk to us a little bit about your strategy, because I would imagine when you finished up that term, you knew you were eventually going to want to run for office, I would think. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, you know, as I've told people in the campaign trail, I never wanted to be mayor. I always think the best test is if you want to be mayor, you probably aren't qualified. I say that with tongue-in-cheek, but once I became mayor and May 1st of 23, I walked into that office and I felt like I had prepared all my life to do it. There's so much good. There's so much you can do with that role to make Milford a better place. And so I got off to a good start. I mean, we brought together food pantries. We focused on employees. We got a lot done in the 7 months I was there. I had made a commitment to just finish his term. The Democratic Party had kind of begun to put together a campaign for another candidate, and I didn't want to jump into the middle of that. But then, so I went back to my private sector job, and I watched and decided, yeah, I loved the job. I had a passion for the job. And knowing coming back to take on an incumbent was going to be a formidable task. But with the passion that I felt and the conviction, I felt it was worth a shot. And as you pointed out, running against an incumbent, I mean, even a first-year incumbent, the odds are squarely against you. It's a 70-30 proposition. So what we did was commit to just work hard. And as I mentioned, I knocked on over 4,000 doors over the course of many months, held countless what we called community conversations, spoke with people in their living rooms after they invited their neighbors and their friends. Really had a good chance to get out there and talk to people directly. I think that made a difference.
Now, Rich Smith, again, mayor-elect in the city of Milford, and somebody I'm hoping during your term will continue to come on the show, because we love to focus on Milford, obviously. And this was also interesting to me, was I was talking to one of the newly elected Board of Education members. She happens to be a friend of mine. Our kids go to school together. And she had told me that overwhelmingly, other than one district, which is heavily Republican, even one of the seats that had been held Republican before flipped to Democrat, the Board of Education is overwhelmingly blue. And I'm curious, this is why I go back to education, is so you've got a Board of Ed that is going to be mostly Democratic. Forgive me, but the Board of Aldermen, I know, has typically leaned more Republican. There, to me, there is so much division in the city of Milford, and maybe I feel that as a Milford resident, but the hatred on social media, for example, the conversations that I know, and I get it as a taxpayer, as a parent who has a kid in the school system, there's a lot of tension. Don't even get me started on the national. But how do you bring those entities together? In your role now as mayor, how do you bring people to the table and do what is best for the kids, for the families, the taxpayers of Milford?
You communicate. I mean, when I was mayor for the interim after Ben left, I went to the Republicans and said, whatever I tell the Democrats, I'm going to tell you. We're going to work together. Often on the campaign trail, I quoted the famous Mayor LaGuardia, who once said, there's no Republican or Democratic way to fix a pothole. So I feel that if you're authentic, if I reach out to the folks on the other side of the aisle, we communicate, that we're going to be able to work well together. The bigger issue of, you know, the hatred and the animosity that is out there in social media is disheartening. I had a chance to talk to the kids at West Shore Middle School a few weeks ago. And rather than give some big campaign speech, I asked them to check themselves. And if they're on social media and you have nothing positive to say, step away from the keyboard. We need to check ourselves. And I really want to see Milford maybe begin an initiative where we talk about setting an example for the state and the nation on civility. We can do it. We deserve better than this. People being able to get on social media and attack each other anonymously or at all is unfortunate. You know, there's an old saying in my life that you check yourself. There are three things. Is what you're about to say true? Is it kind? And is it necessary? And if people use that test before they write things on social media, we'd all be better off. So actually, the board of you mentioned the makeup of the board. The Board of Ed is now 10-0. Democratic Party is pretty well known for supporting public education, and that's been a priority for me as well. So I'm encouraged. There's some really great new candidates, including your friend, who have come out. And keep in mind, these people don't get paid. On the Board of Aldermen, the Planning and Zoning Board of Education, they dedicate countless hours away from their families, doing hard work.
And actually, Rich Smith, I agree with you that they are doing hard work, not getting paid. We are up against the clock, unfortunately, so we've run out of time. But I really hope that I can have you back on really soon, because, again, the story in Milford is not over. There's always going to be news there, and I look forward to our continued partnership talking here on WICC. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your win. We'll be right back.